Welcome to Mentally Untable Adventures, Episode 11, Monster of the Week, Season 1, Episode 4.
Oh, this podcast may contain bad language, crude humor, and graphic violence, and it, in general, is not fit for human consumption.
It's Monster of the Week, and we're still on a plane, although to be seen how much longer that plane is going to last with us on board. So, anyway, I hear somebody was about to use a van as a weapon in one way or another. I guess we'll see how that turns out. Enjoy the show.
Is he low enough to the ground for me to be able to hit him with the damn van?
Yeah. He was starting to jump and he got caught.
You can use your van as a weapon.
That's his plan.
Yep.
So I'm going to pick up the van and use the weapon.
He's starting it up.
Golf ball the guy.
I'm
going to
pick it up and we can use it as a weapon.
I yelled at you to cut the straps.
Yeah.
Okay, so I cut the straps. Can I pick it up and use it as a weapon?
I'm in the van.
Do it anyway. Do it.
I can't control you.
Yeah. Just so you know what's going on. But
so you're starting.
I'm in the driver's seat.
I got so excited I was going to be able to pick up a van.
There's a whole other van there.
You get a Malkin
and the truck.
Wait, your van is ruined, so I'm going to pick up his van, her van.
Hey!
And then I'm going to pick it up. And
I just knocked one ugly monster off that thing. Don't make me knock another one.
Hey, you and I go way back, buddy. You know I mean all good.
That work?
I'm not too sharp.
Well, it all depends on what he's going to do. You're flooring it towards Spring Hill Jack? Is that what you're doing?
Yep.
Okay, are you going to pick up the van or are you going to let it go?
I'm
going
to pick up the van and wait what happens from him.
He's got it floored, so if you're picking
not
up...
Not his, but the other one.
Oh, the other one, okay.
Yeah,
you...
What do you think?
Driving skills.
Is that just a...
He's an agent.
Is that just an attack?
Kind of act under pressure, isn't it?
Yeah, let's do that, because that there isn't really any sort of...
All right.
Act under pressure.
As you say, there's not something specific for that. No.
7 plus 3 is 8. And I've got that, bottle it up.
10. 7 plus 3 is not 8.
It's 10.
Or
7 plus 3 is 10.
But,
yeah.
Yeah. Well,
a 10.
Well, that works.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, Xander, go ahead and make a roll to pick up the luchador van.
It's actually a move. It says mayhem. When you grab a nearby large object and use it as an improvised weapon, first determine how much damage it will do. Guidelines. A bus, a truck, which I'm assuming a van is similar to a truck.
Yeah.
You get 5 harm.
Jesus.
Wait, does
this
that mean
what
I
happens
hit
when
an
you let a bunch of monsters in?
So
we break things.
After I inflict the harm with it.
I was so looking forward to putting you guys inside of an airplane.
I was like, or otherwise.
This can't end badly.
I roll plus harm. Your weapon actually caused. Okay. On a miss, you use it without trouble. On a 7 and 9, pick one side effect. And on a 10 plus, pick 2.
Roll it. If you're going to do it, roll it.
Just what
do
are the
it.
Pluses then?
You've said it. Huh?
It's its own move.
Okay.
Does it give you a category to give
no,
a
plus?
Okay, you
plus
said it's plus 5, so you roll plus
okay.
5.
Alright.
And
Jesus, mother of sin and father of lies.
It says to roll plus the harm that your weapon actually caused.
Holy crap!
And we determined that it was a plus 5 harm weapon.
Yeah.
So he's rolling plus 5.
Okay. Wow. So, Dom hops in his van, throws it into drive, floors it, and you can hear and smell the squeal of the rubber. And you can, and he takes off. Crates of equipment go flying everywhere, weapons falling, and just, and all of a sudden, Xander.
Oh, no.
An idea. Picks up the luchador van,
which is already screwed,
and chucks
you
it.
You didn't like that wrestling ring anyway.
Don't chucks worry, it
I'm
towards the
it
front
to
of the plane.
Magic when we get done with this.
So I gotta pick 2.
Yeah, and you get to pick 2 things that you get.
Yep. Yeah, you need to pick those
van.
Before Don's whole situation gets.
Fine.
Go ahead.
All right, so.
This
I'm
going to
pick, I hurt someone nearby as well as my target.
You got to hurt me anyway.
No, he's
right?
Because
I was bait for the trap. And,
and then I lose control of the improvised weapon.
So you lose control of it, and you hurt somebody.
Oh, shit. And the person that it was intended for also.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because...
Oh, no.
Well, Dom walks into his mirror on his door, and he sees this big pile of rocks throwing this Mexican-painted luchador bit, and it's coming, like, straight for Dom. Straight for you. Right at the moment where you impact the magical bubble entrapping Spring Heel Jack, the other van comes in, smashes into the side of your van, and smashes forward, and you just lose track of what's going on. You fall out of the driver's seat. Big collision.
Seatbelts save lives.
Not this time.
Should have remembered that.
And since Wash was using himself as the trap for the bait for String Heel Jack,
oh, no.
So that Thomas could encapsulate him. Yeah.
How bad?
Well, how much harm was that?
Five.
It says you hurt someone.
Yeah,
nearby.
Well, the five harm.
I don't know that the five harm is.
I don't know
what's
the full
do.
Five to him.
Yeah, that's what I want to know if it stipulates you damage the target and someone else.
It just says you hurt someone nearby as well as your target.
So yes.
So the full five.
Yep.
Woo.
Yeah.
I would say so.
I don't guess you're putting it that way. You are like dying.
And that's the risk of swinging a whole truck at somebody.
Is
you're
Dom's,
right. more than,
is Dom's truck?
It's not a precision weapon.
It's right here.
Oh yeah,
right there.
Yep.
Is Dom's
don't worry
truck
if you catch up to me.
Can, like, it's all right. Stuff
yeah, we'll get to it in a second here. Holy jeez.
He is one away from dying.
Hold on. Not,
whoa.
You
where
that,
did you
mark
take your other harm? Did you only have a few?
I only had one.
Five.
Hold on, I would like to try and protect him.
Okay.
Or you could just use a luck. How are you that close?
Because
he just took five from a man from the back.
No, like, how are you that close to...
He was
because
bait.
I was bait for the trap.
Yeah,
bait.
Yeah, he ran up there.
Yeah. I didn't
let me help you! I've got this!
I think we need to communicate better.
Sounds like
I need you to quit throwing bands, dumbass!
I was thinking that he was going to, like, miss and fly
like
out.
Like
out.
Okay.
I was like, oh,
ten.
No!
So that's a 10 to protect someone. So I protect them, okay. But
are you protecting Dom or are you protecting Wash?
I'm protecting Wash.
Okay.
I think I'm all right.
Dom's in the truck, right?
Dom is in the van that hit Spring Heel Jack at the same time that the Flying Luchador Van of Death and I bounced off of his van. He fell out of the
driver's
seat.
Your van was going to go.
But you're
going
to
right. He's the one that got accidentally hit by his...
He's the one that just took the Luchador van to the
right,
back.
Right. That's what I'm trying to protect. So, okay. So that's a 10 plus on protect somebody. So I protect them okay, but I'll suffer some or all of the harm they were going to get.
So you make it better.
And then I will choose to suffer a little harm. Because I'm
10
plus.
You're like, grab on.
So I'll take 4. And I'm immortal, so I'll take 3. So instead of him being nearly dead, I'll just be badly hurt.
All right. So in the process, in order to save him, you're going to have to transfer the magical bubble around Spring Heel Jack to Wash. And
absolutely.
There is a magical feedback that comes back on you, and that's how you suffer the harm.
I was actually just going to say, I was going to, with the drop of concentration, I was going to let the bubble go and just throw myself in front of the van and just get crushed by the
but
van.
But that works, too.
You
just pull
do
like
that
an Edward.
That's how you want to do it? Or do you want to transfer the...
Yeah, because he's... But I mean, he's still very physical right now.
You need to get over to him.
He got hit by two vans, I hope so.
I'm running there.
I'm cool with that.
I just haven't gotten
yet. Yeah, the bubble's gone. Right, so the bubble's gone, and I just threw myself...
He still takes that.
The high chairs.
He would have still taken the
five.
He got hit by two vans.
You did like the hammer impact off the other van, and then you get.
So after the smoke settles,
shouldn't there
and
be
after
some
all,
right? Is there another hole
his
on the
van?
Side of the plane now?
Well, you notice the plane is starting to shake.
Oh no!
it's starting slow, and it's kind of
tin cans are not meant to take.
I haven't
kind of
jumped
from the
yet.
Inside.
He hasn't really got me yet.
Well, we got throwing vehicles here. Just
we're throwing trucks inside of a plane. It's a horrible.
After the smoke settles, the plane is shaking. There's Dom's van and the Luchador van in a big pile of twisted metal. up at the front end of the cargo area. There's tipped over crates. There's equipment laying all over the place.
Not over the ocean.
Priest, Priest Hardon, you've got your equipment. You got it before
I
all
have
that.
I've gotten
shit. You've
two
got
equipment.
It.
Does that mean I'm close enough that Springheel Jack would also...
You have no idea what happened. He's underneath two vans and a bunch of equipment at the front.
Okay.
I just didn't
know if he was in my presence at this point, since I have banished him.
In my presence. Aren't you just
no, I
yes.
So,
well,
the
I
dust,
am,
the yeah, dust yeah, sort of settles. The plane is shaking.
Have I also... I have opened the back door, right?
Oh, you got your equipment
door?
First. You okay. want if you want to hit the button to drop the cargo door
yeah,
at the back.
This thing is going down. I do not want to be on it.
Because I'm sure the plane will do much better with the cargo door down.
You notice that
it's
one
going
of those
down.
Three
we're losing
pieces
oxygen.
Of dark energy is gone.
That's not always a good thing.
There's two left.
I wonder if the dark energy is
two
sustaining Springheel Jack.
Are you opening up the door?
Oh, absolutely.
Door is opening.
My guy.
Just as everything was kind of quiet for a moment.
just when you were enjoying being able to breathe.
Priest Harden is not
the fucking
smartest cookie.
Chaos.
He's not the smartest cookie in the tin.
No one ever accused him of it.
But boy, can he act under that's some pressure, which is exactly what I'm going to do, to go and jump myself and my stuff.
Go for it.
Come on, guys! And no.
Oh,
I trip on my way to jump out of the plane.
The door is beginning to open, and you think that there's a wide enough gap for you to jump out. The door loses power, and you end up jumping right into the door and sliding back down into the plane.
Nice.
But now the door is open about 3.5 feet or so. And also decompressing now. The
right.
Second. And,
does it suck me out?
No, no, but you can see water a couple hundred feet below.
Right.
The plane's flying really low.
Okay,
a couple hundred feet, we can breathe.
Well, you're still traveling a couple hundred miles an hour.
Mm-hmm. So it's going by at a good clip, sucking the air out.
But there is breathable air. You're not going to be in danger of suffocating.
Okay, did I suffer a harm from face planting in the side of the plane?
Yeah.
Ah, my nose!
So that was
the immortal.
Dom's got to do something about these.
The divine.
Why don't
magic people?
You.
Well, I haven't noticed them. Otherwise, I would try and banish them too.
Are you still going for your teleporter thingies?
I don't know what to do with them because
you
I gotta
find the dark
die.
Presences.
Can I at least say, hey guys, the water's not that far away.
Really you can, but these three need to act.
Oh, that's fine.
The water's not that far away.
Okay, go.
Water's coming up. Water.
So,
you thirst?
Yeah. We're going to turn around at the sound of noise because we do hear a bunch of shit going down.
Yep. Door partially open.
Yeah.
What is the state of those vans? Are they in any sort of use? Kind of?
No.
You can go over there and investigate.
Boy.
I want to stay there.
As tempting as that sounds.
Yeah. No.
I would like to investigate whether or not Springheel Jack is dead or alive.
Go for it.
Alrighty.
Who has finally stopped freaking out?
No idea.
4 and it's plus my sharp. No, I got nothing.
You have no idea if you still have
it. Yep, I got nothing.
6 total.
You're inspecting a car tire?
Springheel Jack looks just like a spare tire from a van.
No, I don't know what a spare tire is.
You watched Rubber recently?
Maybe if I hit this metal thing with my sword, it'll... Oh, sparks! Damn, what is that smell?
I've created fire!
I have made fire!
It's just a twisted mass of... metal crates and what used to be a luchador van, kind of the front end of it. You see Dom laying in the back of his van, kind of trying to get his marbles back together. You don't see any sign of Springheel Jack.
Which means he's close.
Breathing down your neck.
He's right behind you.
Selena do anything?
Yeah.
Since his... Like, put some clothes on?
My clothes were in the van.
Coming up. I will assume we maybe have bags.
Yeah, something.
There are flights.
Well, you... never mind.
Can I see the...
I would rather go upstairs and get my bag. In fact, I think I'm going to go upstairs and get my bag. The basic blue sheet?
No, the other monster sheet. The one that I printed out.
Okay, so, springing up Jack reminds me a lot of a wrestler I once wrestled. The Undertaker.
Yes.
And,
in the Mexican minor league circuits.
I'm gonna try to put him in a sleeper hold.
You know where he's at?
Oh, he's under the vans, isn't he?
Under the pile of rubble.
Yeah.
We think.
You can go through the back end of your
van. And the plane is still shaking.
And the plane is shaking, okay. Jeez, I don't...
Is this plane equipped with any sort of flotation device?
It could be. You can investigate that.
Let's do that.
Okay.
11.
Oh, yeah.
Plus 2 would be 13.
There's rafts. Available.
Good.
Why did we not think of this sooner?
I don't know. Why didn't you?
We weren't close enough to go.
In fact, the rafts are stored right next to
the
primary escape pod.
Oh.
That you just discovered.
Cool.
That nobody knows about.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, what's up?
Reaching for the raft.
There is a lower, like, sub-deck underneath the cargo area.
Huh.
And you just kind of opened up a trap door because it said, hey, rafts inside. So you open it up, and sure enough, there's rafts inside, along with a...
Who wants to live?
I choose life!
How many people fit in this escape pod?
Yes.
He's just...
I don't care. First come, first serve. I'm in.
I'm going upstairs.
I'm going to have to investigate again.
You're going upstairs?
Hell yes.
Why don't you,
grab Selena's?
No, boobies.
Yeah, you should investigate that.
Okay. I will absolutely investigate a mystery upstairs.
Where are my clothes?
9.
A 9?
Yep. What is being concealed here?
What is being concealed up on the top deck?
Right.
Oh.
While I'm looking for my clothes,
well, you're looking for
anything
else
interesting.
Yeah, you find Spring Heel Jack. He's upstairs.
Oh, son of a bitch. Well. God damn it! Look around and like...
What's
is this just a thing between you and me? Are the rest of them just not really involved?
Is it because I'm naked?
Right.
I know I'm good.
I still don't have the manipulate a monster move, so I can't just turn the sexy on.
He walks very casually right up the middle aisle. And he looks back over at you, and he's got a big, nasty smile on his face.
Is he walking away?
He's walking away. He turns his back to you, walks up to the front of the plane.
Oh, he's going for the pilot.
And he rips the door open.
No, run.
Run?
I'm going to go try and grab him. God damn it! Why do I always get involved in this shit?
Because you're the pretty naked one.
Apparently.
So, I was just looking for my clothes.
So I'm going to attempt to... kick some ass and force him where I want him to be, which is away from the pilot's cabin, because I know everybody else is still in the process of leaving. So, yeah, that's a giant bag of failure.
Oh, we're going to die.
No, it isn't. No, it's 7. That's a 7.
Yeah, because you got you can place your weird, right?
Because I have unholy strength now. Thank God he made me pissed off about that van. This would have turned out very much different. So,
I'm glad I could do something good.
So that's 7. I inflict harm on him, and I suffer harm from him. So, yep.
All right. So what? So, how are you grabbing him?
The plan was just to sort of. So what do you say he's wearing? Like he's got like the tight pants,
and he's got like a cape on, like a 18th century kind of a gentleman's cloak.
Okay, so he's gonna like wrap up the gentleman's cloak and like try and like swing him around like hammer toss style and try and.
All right.
So and I will take zero harm if you'll let me force them where I want them to go. Like, I will inflict no harm on him if I just get him away from the pilot's cabin. Your choice.
All right. Well, he got the door
and
open.
And he'll inflict harm on me either way. So.
He ripped the door open.
Right.
You come up, you gather up his cloak,
yep.
And you the hammer toss.
Yep.
You get him around, and it's real easy because he's going with the momentum. He runs up the wall, a la
ninja style? Yep.
Super hunter guy here, 5,000 jump out of a plane.
Right.
And he runs along the wall, up on top, over the arc of the top of the plane, and down, and you still got his cape.
Yep.
Force him where you want to go. Where would you force him to?
I mean, all I really wanted was to get him... Like, my goal is to keep him from killing the pilots and or driving the plane, you know, down prematurely before everybody else has gotten off.
Okay.
So that was my goal. So as long as I'm between him and the cockpit, essentially, at the end of this maneuver, I don't care.
Okay, that's where you got him.
Okay, that's all I needed. Arm?
Yeah, take two. Well, one for you.
Right, so that'll be one.
As he rips his cloak out of your...
Right,
out of your hands, and it hurts your fingers.
And now that makes that I am now past the line, so I am now unstable.
I'm gonna look right. For Thomas.
So I am now bleeding, and
from a dislocated finger. That's what pushed you over.
I'm gonna look for Thomas on the bottom of the plane.
You've got his cloak, and he takes it and he pulls you towards him with the cloak and just backhands you across the face.
Oh, it's on.
Not in the face.
Not my face, it's my moneymaker, bitch.
I'm gonna look for Thomas. Where is he, in the bottom of the plane?
No, he went upstairs to get his clothes.
Okay. Because I said I'm not jumping out of a plane.
Have I realized?
I've already got a parachute on, so I figured I've got time.
I'm assuming I'm able to determine this.
I've got a parachute and some.
Okay, so I'm gonna go upstairs and find Thomas. Because I want to protect my friend. Very simple.
Well, Thomas is laying on the floor after getting backhanded by Spring Heel Jack, who you discover is upstairs now.
All right,
and he's making his way into the cockpit.
Hey, enemy cockpit, help! And then I run after Springheel Jack into the cockpit.
You also can't. You can breathe up here. That's fine. Yeah.
So I'm gonna
run
after
thing him. The monsters.
Are we're low enough, and/or I take one less harm. So I figured that was my immortality. Just I don't need to breathe as much as others.
So what? You're yelling back downstairs for help?
Yep.
Okay, are you going to do anything?
Yeah, I'm going to run towards the cockpit and try to take Springheel Jack by the neck.
Okay, well, you're at the back of the plane. He's at the front.
Right.
You're not going to get to him in time.
I'm going to do my best, though.
Well.
Because I'm stupid.
You go ahead. You can.
Well, no, the vans are all down here.
I'm not even going to let you roll because you're just not going to get to him in time. Because that happened right at the front, at the cockpit door.
Gotcha.
He gets in there. The captain is freaking out. He lets go of the control, stands up, tries to get away from him. Springheel Jack uses his claws, reaches in to breaks ribs, takes out the heart.
Am I not in between Springheel Jack and
you
the
are,
pilot?
But he knocked you down to the ground.
He knocked you
okay,
back.
But he'd still have to step over me, and I'm not going to let him.
Okay, yeah, you go ahead and try.
I mean, that was the whole point of me getting in between him, was that I was denying him access to the pilot.
For a moment, you did.
Okay.
If you, I'll let you make a move on him since he's got to step over you. He's got to come in your personal space.
Make a move on him.
So,
hey, baby.
he's already dead. He just doesn't know it.
Well, I'm debating whether I should do protect someone or just kick some ass.
Protect the pilot or directly go?
Whichever gives
more. Because I don't know that I can, like, take out...
Just, what are you
I know exactly what I'm going to do. As he steps over me, I'm going to gently caress his thigh. Because I need to feed, damn it. I'm hungry.
Oh.
And my life drain heals me, so...
Yes, it does.
I'm going to attempt to feed from him. Oh, and I do.
Oh,
14 on the kick some ass.
Ass.
So,
yes.
So he takes one harm, intimate healing, armor piercing, and I will choose to suffer less harm from him in his retribution. So,
okay. Well, he chooses not to harm you. He doesn't care. He's going after the pilot.
Okay.
And in the process, rips the pilot's heart out.
Damn it!
The pilot drops to his knees. Springheel Jack grabs the pilot by the back of the skull, lifts him up into the air, into the floor of the cockpit.
He's already dead. His heart's out. Why you gotta do that?
He's one for the flair.
He's thorough.
He's proven a point.
He's a theatrical person.
Wouldn't you have come after the chicks, though, if you're Springheel Jack?
What's that?
Wouldn't you have come after the chicks first if you were a Spring-Heeled Jack?
One would think.
It's a mystery, isn't it?
He's got a long closet.
He's got. He has an agenda.
He's flamboyant.
All right, so the rest of you downstairs.
Okay. I would like to cast a spell and heal a harm on myself.
Heal my harm?
And I totally make it, but there is a glitch in the magic. So I heal harm, but there's a glitch somewhere.
You have to choose one.
Yeah.
From the glitches.
There's on the move sheet there.
You pick one of those, and then he tells you exactly what it is. But.
It has a problematic side effect.
Oh, really?
Because I can't heal the harm and then have it be another harm.
Well, your harm's on your head, right? Because you face-planted?
Well, you know, one of the harm was on my face.
He had a broken nose. It's healed, but your nose still stays very crooked.
Okay, so crooked nose.
Yep. And it has a slight reddish alcoholic kind of look to it now.
Okay.
I would stay away from any sort of like middle school or anything.
Wait, well, I've jumped down into this
and
this escape
totally
pod.
Level up.
And the only other person near me is Dr. Nemo, and I trust him because we have history together. So, what do you think I should do?
Figure out how this thing works. Do what you do best.
If anybody could.
I can transport two people with me to safety. Fair. Who would like to come?
Figure out.
I'm your favorite wrestler.
So
that's true.
Here's what I'm going to do.
Where are you going?
Instantly to anywhere that I have visited before.
Mind here to, get inside the lifeboat.
When I seek out and receive someone's honest advice on the best course of action for me, I'm going to do something else.
I would say I'm going to leave. Priest Harden has been to at least Texas.
The
escape
pod.
We have no transportation anymore.
I will get experience
for
that because I'm
skate pod, but I can
going
just
absolutely contrary. And I'm going to run upstairs because
you better take the two ladies.
You're an idiot.
There's something more to this, and I want to figure out.
I hold out my arms.
It's all connected. There's a pattern here.
I hold out my arms in holy reverie.
It seems obvious that this is what I should be doing. So. I want
to
see the rest of the pattern, so I'm going upstairs.
All right,
to the cockpit.
Well, as you go up the stairs, you see Thomas naked on the floor with a duffel bag.
Knee sprinting forward.
Yeah, and Xander is going into the cockpit as well. And you can see Spring-Heeled Jack is in the cockpit, and he's holding some sort of red lumpy mass in his hand in his claw.
And I am running my ass right up to the cockpit.
All right.
Because that's what you do.
All right.
I guess
so. We're going to have three dudes in the cockpit.
Dom's got to get his marbles together. Wow.
All right. So when the other van hit the side of mine and we both hit Spring-Heeled Jack, I was tossed to the other side of my van or something?
Yeah.
Okay. So the first thing that I'm going to do.
Do you mark your harm for that? I don't know if I told you. You can take one harm for that.
All right. Now the van's armored and I have one armor as well.
Yeah. This will go beyond your armor.
Yeah,
you still take
say,
the one.
Like getting smacked in the head.
The van, from what you can see on the inside, is salvageable and will probably be okay. I mean, it was kind of built for doing that kind of crazy shit.
All right. So
after your treatment,
I'm kind of sitting in the passenger seat with my legs like this, and first thing that Dom's gonna do is reach into his breast pocket and pull out a new cigarette.
Hell yeah!
And take the time. He's just looking at his van. He's like a little unhappy. And he's just lighting his cigarette, taking a big drag, and checking to make sure that he's got all of his weapons before he takes a step out of his van.
All right. Done and done. Anything you want to do when you get out of the van? Or?
Well, I'm going to look around to see who's all still around.
Everyone except for Thomas, Xander,
and
Wash.
My head's
those guys went downstairs.
My head's kind of poking
upstairs.
Outside the lifeboat thing.
Yep, they went upstairs. You can see his shoulders up, standing like in a trap door in the floor downstairs where you guys are at. And he's all like, like a dolphin. He's just excited.
And kind of pissed off that this guy just went running.
Yeah.
Priest Hardon, he's at the back of the plane.
Yep, with a big red swollen nose.
I knew where it was going.
The naked luchador.
Svetlana is
She's like, to use the transporters.
She's like holding these things in her hand.
She's like,
I look around at the hopeless situation, and I'm looking around for a parachute. I just, I like, take a great big drag.
Huh?
They're in the...
I'm in a lifeboat.
Down in the little secondary compartment escape that has the escape pod and
the
rafts.
How many of them in there?
You don't know. He really hasn't said. He just said they're in there. You don't know exactly what.
Who all's in there with you?
He's still trying to figure it out.
And I
As I let out a great big puff of smoke, I look around for the nearest parachute.
You can find one. No problem. You know where they're at on the plane. Selena? Okay. You've been awfully quiet over there in your nudity.
Getting things done.
I hope you paid the deposit on this. Or you didn't pay the deposit on the plane.
You know?
It was all just rigged.
I'm not a fan of situation. I'm not one to run away from stuff like this. So
from planes plummeting into the ocean.
Yeah, what are you running away from? There's nothing down here to run away from.
Well,
besides the plane going down,
where the hell are we running to?
Right, that's
no matter what we're going to end up in the
I'm
water.
I'm going back upstairs.
Oh no,
good
God, I'm too far away.
I know. But
you're running away.
If you want to, you can.
But my love is up there.
And it's your turn. You roll a sharp to see exactly how all of this works.
And I know he's up there.
So all you know is that it's there. You don't know at all. So. Go ahead. He can do that in the meantime.
So I'm running up. And am going to. YBL see him on the ground. Is that kind of where we're at?
Yeah, with Xander in the cockpit. Wash just approaching the cockpit, and you're coming up the steps.
And
Spring Heel Jack's in the cockpit as well.
Are we assuming there's air in the?
Is there enough?
There is not. They're flying low enough.
Is there enough room for me to get anything in there?
Actually, do enough harm to Spring Heel Jack to kill him.
What do you mean?
Is there enough room for me to get in there and do anything to Spring Heel Jack, or is the cockpit
Well, with the big guy in there and Wash coming up, it's going to be cramped. But
okay.
That's probably a good time to mention that in Monster of the Week, you can't actually kill the monster until you've found his weakness.
Right.
You can make it go away for a while.
Exploding.
I thought that was common knowledge for investigators.
Those people that actually have read it.
Assuming it's these floating orb things that I know about.
You know what? I'm going to yell at this monster. Come and get me. Because he's a lover of women. And I'm across, I'm up at the steps, and I'm naked. So.
Technically, you're wearing
a parachute. Give me a charm.
A charm?
If you're looking to entice and you're looking to egg him on, that's
Benga.
A
Chico.
So that's manipulate someone. You're totally manipulating someone.
So 9.
10, 11?
No, just 9. That's my charm.
9? So you kind of get what you want and something kind of bad happens.
That's kind of sound like the same thing.
Yeah.
What you wanted was kind of a bad thing to start with.
He looks around Xander and sees you taunting him, and then he looks over at Xander, because Xander's kind of pretty much right up on his business. And he takes his claws and he kind of shivers and gives a big smile. And at this very moment, now there is only one dark energy that you can sense. And there are now 2 Spring Heel Jacks, one right in front of you and one right in front of you.
Yeah, there's only one thing left.
That she knows about.
Take off your clothes.
Take off your clothes.
Take off your clothes if you want to survive.
I'm just diving straight in.
Okay.
Tonight we make with the love.
God damn.
I am going to pull out my garrote and go after the Spring-Heeled Jack in the cockpit. I'm going to try and decapitate
him. Don't I get first swipe at him?
What's that?
He's right in front of me, and he's behind me,
yeah,
right?
you're going to have to wait, but, I mean, if you want to cue that up, that's fine. Gordrum, I haven't heard from you in a bit. What's your plan?
I see him squirming around in this little compartment. I'm going to go follow, see what's going on with him.
Okay, and what did you roll to investigate, like, what's going on?
A 7.
A 7? That's what you got?
Yeah.
Okay.
Total.
This escape pod, there's more to it than what appears, but you just don't know what it is.
Great. I got a quick question for you, though.
Mm-hmm.
This creature psychology thing, does that work on all manners of beasts, or is it just minions?
You don't have it.
No. I just leveled up, so.
Let me read it here. You have a special when understanding of minions and how they work.
Hmm? When you level up.
Someone on all minions.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, that's only minions.
Okay.
And you're not... Is your Spring Hill Jack not a minion?
No, I suppose not.
All right, Svetlana, what's your bag?
Have you been taking experience every time you hit your highlights?
Whichever one you want to do.
I've been...
They both look solid.
Sharp and tough.
Okay. You've done quite a bit. I'm investigating. I'm going to ask some questions.
I suppose. Is it every time or just
every time you roll something high?
We believe
it. 80 plus...
2. So 10.
So are you just estimating?
Ask away.
I'd say you've done at least that.
I'm going to ask what can hurt those darkness
plus sharp or not?
Things.
Hmm? Energy.
Plus what can you do to hurt them?
Right, anytime you roll
them?
Sharp.
Anything.
So I did that.
They don't feel so much that they themselves are a threat to anyone. They more feel like they are almost...
4 or 5 then.
They feel like fuel.
Okay.
For... something evil.
Okay.
And now you get hold 2 because you got a 10.
What does that mean?
You can ask other questions at any point that you want.
Asking the one spent the one hold.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So you can ask
two more. Where did the other ones go?
One more.
The other two?
Yes.
Well, the first one that you felt disappear,
mm-hmm.
You weren't really experienced enough with how that felt magically to really understand where it went, so you're not quite sure. But the second one, you're 99.9% certain, is standing directly in front of Selena up on the
so it's the second
top deck
one,
right
but
now.
We don't, I don't
that's,
know what the second
you,
one.
It, well, you know. I mean, that,
okay.
that's
oh,
where
yeah.
it went.
They created
you can one. You can sense it's the same dark that's where it was channeled through him into.
Mark, for
through
sure.
The,
that right there.
Okay.
You leveled up.
Yeah.
You're unarmed if you say that you're not using any of your weapons, you get a plus.
Yeah, what did you pick when you leveled up?
Two.
Picked an extra cool, because I was at -1.
Cool, cool.
Cool.
Okay.
Okay.
How about... All right.
Proceed.
All right, Xander, group. You want to do something nasty to Spring Hill Jack?
I'm gonna grab it by the neck,
increase my toughness,
and then take my big axe and just split its skull.
Roll it.
So it would be tough, which would be 8.
8.
Yep.
You could do the inspiration.
All right, you
yeah, but I haven't taken
you're it. Able to grab him by the neck.
Mm-hmm.
You bring your axe up, you're coming down, and he puts his claws up so that they block your axe blade. You come down.
This would be interesting.
You don't hit his head, but you shatter the claws. So now he is clawless.
Sweet. Oh, he's like Wolverine.
Not that bad.
That's the depressing part.
It was, wasn't it?
Right.
That's why I hate that movie. All because
bad.
Of that.
You grabbed him?
I felt pain for him. I was like,
you
ouch!
Adamantium, no! Why?
Is that from the new one?
No.
Yeah.
Not the one that just came out.
I was going to say, don't you do that.
It's
about?
The Wolverine.
The Wolverine.
Okay, I didn't
takes
see that.
Place at the end.
Sorry.
So yeah, really, I was like, wow. I was
sorry for ruining that for you.
Yeah. I was bothered about that.
Technically, that's me who ruined that one.
Yeah,
okay, you totally.
Since he has him held right now,
you're about to,
and that's I'm going to jump in there and try and decapitate him with my garrote.
Actually, we should probably see if Thomas wants to get up.
Yeah, I'm okay. Laying on the floor there somewhere.
Yeah. Dressing
this
tire. Right outside the door, yeah.
Loud dressing
naked.
Spring Hill Jack.
I guess I'm just having
at this point, actually,
stairs.
I'm going to read a bad situation.
Okay.
Yeah, how are things
there's a lot of shit
now?
Going down. And I feel like I'm a little out of it. Yeah, that's 10 plus. So, what's my best way out?
Through the hole in the plane.
Out we go.
That'll get you out of this immediate danger the quickest.
Yep.
Unless they jump and follow him.
Well, he does have a parachute.
Are there any dangers we haven't noticed?
Are there? Yes.
It seems like there's enough going on here.
Yes, yeah. There. Yes, yes.
Is it the impending water?
Could be part of it.
I want to yell to Jim. Grab the controls.
You notice in Xander,
we're the only ones that know about the darkness.
No, he doesn't know the whole story. He sent something. But you know what's going on.
What's the biggest threat?
Well, you know what you know. The biggest threat?
What's the biggest threat?
The biggest threat is...
a dead pilot?
Well, I'm going to say the biggest threat is Spring-Heel Jack.
The two Spring-Heel Jacks. Isn't there two
now? Okay, then
yes. Both of them have
acting on that answer, I'm going to attempt to.
Do you tell me?
Actually, the one
like if
that's
I run
attacking
up the stairs,
her.
Will you tell me?
Am I allowed to?
Right.
Yeah. Yep. If you know
so
something,
he's kind of coming past, and that guy sort of crowded past. As I sort of stagger up and looked around, I probably
seem
to have the one in the cockpit kind of handled, but there's another one back with her, so I'm going to go at him to kick some ass.
I think
on that one.
You got to protect your girlfriend.
That's right.
What we're doing to
I'm going to come up from behind, and now I'm still hungry, so I'm just going to come up from behind and grab his nipples.
Nipple play. Yes, we're there. We're there. It's after midnight. So
after midnight.
That's a 10.
It's like
10.
All right. I think everyone's moved around since I lit my cigarette last.
Yeah, we'll resolve this here quick.
Okay.
So that is.
But there's two springs.
One harm, AP.
Sorry.
So it's kind of like an amoeba.
And then I'm going to choose to. Actually, I'm going to choose to inflict terrible harm. So that's two harm.
Two to him?
Yep, I drained him violently.
Right through the nipples.
Hot.
Yeah, I'm right up behind him.
Wait, so you ran all the way across the plane to this other one?
Yep.
Okay.
And it was kind of halfway back, yeah.
They're both upstairs, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
so
then he
doesn't
harm
me.
Yep.
Yeah,
you're still downstairs.
Do we you latch onto his nipples and start pinching. Start rolling them little erasers.
I can do that whenever.
Well, yeah, you get the...
I mean, if we're just trying to get out of here.
Feeling that your fingers are becoming really, really cold.
Okay.
And
you take... Tell some folks about the darkness and then we can go.
You take one harm. Because your hands
I guess my question is... When you tell me, do I sprint up the stairs and stab at the silver trident?
Okay, so just because it is hysterical that it happens this way, I just advanced.
When you beat them up,
my cell phone beeper goes off in my luggage.
Plus sharp.
With the text message notifying me that the renovations to my apartment are
so next time you level.
Yay!
Next time you level.
I have gained a haven.
You can actually.
That's great. The last point of darkness is gone.
You gain improvement.
It's gone.
It's gone. You can go
but there is still a spring heel jack.
Two of them.
Okay.
You took an
I think that is the fuel that they are using to keep us from killing.
Okay.
Thomas came from behind, grabbed the thing's nipples, and fed off of it. And his hands began to freeze.
Okay.
Then its eyes begin to glow really bright red.
It's actually where I kind of wanted to jump in, because I saw him walk upstairs after my last turn.
You know, I was just telling Selena what was going on.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Dom, go ahead. And then I got to hit up you two here.
I've also got the
answer. I need to get you over. I need to go, too.
Need a roll?
It's on.
All right. Well, okay. Whoever you got to go can
roll. We're actually.
Oh no! Not roll. I mean,
There's coming a point here, so.
Okay.
God.
It could be. Could be if people do the right thing.
All
right.
I saw, the luchadora, or Serena go upstairs, and I was smoking a cigarette and I got my parachute on. So I'm going to take out my shotgun, walk up the stairs, and follow her up there. And what do I see?
All kinds of crazy
you
shit.
You see nipple-grabbing yes. madness.
I'm grinding on Jack.
You see nipple play. You see
the naked incubus from behind.
You see a dead pilot laying on the floor of the cockpit.
That Jack is totally in the middle of two naked people's sandwich right now.
Yep. Things are just ultra sexy.
Weird.
Xander has one spring heel jack up in the air by the throat, brought an axe down, and its claws are busted off. He's got a grot wire out. Okay. Wash does. Ready to do some damage.
So, from...
No, I'm ready to cut my own hand off because I'm minus one on tough.
So, if this is the top tier of the plane.
I'll help you out. I'll take the garage.
Just we've got me coming up the steps. Who's right here?
The first person that you run into will be the ass end of El Cathador.
Okay, Serena, and then one of the
right
jacks.
Right in front of the steps? Or
not right in front, but she's the first one.
Right as you get up, she's kind of there. And then Jack.
Yep, spring heel Jack. And then Thomas grabbing on to spring heel Jack's nipples from behind.
I'm going to, get right between him on the side of Jack. I'm holding a shotgun. Seems pretty held still. And I'm just going to shoot.
Like, if you put the barrel all the way up to...
Yep, right.
Point blank in the side of the abdomen.
Right ribs.
Roll it.
I got to do something.
What am I rolling?
You miss.
Kick some ass.
Yep, kick some ass.
You just shot Selena.
That's...
Yeah, that's not good. It could be better.
Well...
Turbulence.
You were...
Can both of you help him by holding more steady?
Even a plus one, it'll be a five. It'll
if
still
both of them help... No, because he's got a plus one, so that is
a five. Oh, so it's a five. So, yeah, if you can help...
If both help, it could be a seven.
If you guys want to try and help, if Thomas and Selena want to try and help, go ahead.
Just hold them more steady. Really. Just
yeah. I would help, because I enjoy helping.
Sure, what the hell. You got to buy the nips.
Yep. Because I figured if these two and then
seven,
the jack.
They get a plus one, but I expose myself to trouble or danger.
Well, we know who's going to get shot.
Yeah.
You got a nine. Same thing.
No, not so.
You absolutely shoot him.
But barely. It's still only a 7 to 9.
Right, you absolutely barely.
Right. You fire.
I did.
And...
And we've both been exposed to trouble and danger.
You put the barrel right up to the side. Okay.
Right on the rib cage, right under the armpit.
Oh, no.
The outfit that he's wearing looks like regular cloth. It looks like an 1880s gentleman's tuxedo, but it's very resilient. The shotgun blast enters, but spreads the shot.
I'm so sorry.
It comes out the other side. The bulk of the shot does. And that spring-heel jack coalesces and dissolves into a black mist and then
disperses.
Gone. But the rest of the shot hits both of them. And you both, shotgun? That's gonna be too hard.
And you guys are naked.
Huh. Yeah. You think that really hurt?
Yeah!
By force of will, you can ignore pain and injury. But when I suffer harm, I just tough it out. I roll versus school.
What shotgun blast?
Okay,
you heal one of those, and...
I think, given the fact that the thing that was between us is now gone, and she just...
You got the two naked people.
Shotgun blast like a boss. I think I'm going to reach out and grab her and kiss her, and the two she's got a shoot on, and we both just ditch out the side of the plane.
This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 4.0 International License. All works discussed are the property of their respective owners. Our intro and outro music is by Idol Exhibit.